And the song for today, as we read from the Message Bible, says, keep company with God, get in on the best, open up before God, keep nothing back. He'll do whatever needs to be done. Well, that's a pretty powerful statement. Both sentences, really powerful. Well, part of a sentence there on the end. Can we really believe it? Well, I didn't know about really believing it, so I went and I read it out of the King James. Let's see what the King James says. Maybe Peterson got it wrong on this one. King James says, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Well, it does kind of say the same thing. But I meditated on it, and this has been a favorite psalm of mine for some time. And I like to consider myself a person who delights herself in the Lord. I know that that relationship is essential to my walk in Christianity, to my being part of his body of Christ, the church. My part is to delight myself in him, so that as doing so, then I have something to give to others in the body of Christ, and also it lifts me up. Well, that all kinds of sounds kind of theological, and what does it really mean? So I decided, Lord, tell me what this really means. And a great revelation came. In looking up the words, delight means, now this is what we're supposed to do, so think of it for yourself. To delight in him means to be soft. Oh. To be pliable. Oh. To luxuriate. Oh. To be delicate. Oh. To sport yourself in. Wow. Is that like my nature? No. Because I got to have control. And I'm too driven. And this is saying, no, relax, Sherry. Be soft. Be pliable before me. Luxuriate in me. Amen. Well, it says then, if I do that, he will give me the desires or petitions or requests of my heart. How interesting. Well, this is where the revelation came in. I saw that when I take that time, I'm soft, I'm pliable before him. Guess what happens? The desires of my heart change.
That's true.
When we sport ourselves in him, when we take time with him, my vision is no longer worldly, but it's heavenly. And then he can give me the desires of my heart, because my heart is lined up with him. Well, it even gets better, because then it says commit yourself unto him. I thought, well, commit, you know, that's like commit. No, it's to roll. That word is galal, and it means to roll or to roll together with him. Well, and then it says trust. Well, if I roll myself into him instead of standing up and doing my own thing, right? Anybody? Am I talking to the right people? Anybody want to do their own thing? Amen. Well, if we roll ourselves into him, amen, I am then committing my way unto him. And then it says, trust also in him. That means to be confident in, to hold on to be secure in, and to hope in. As I'm trusting in him, as I roll myself into him, I'm all wrapped up and folded in him. And so, yeah, I can trust in him. As we do what God tells us to do, as we follow him, then the things that we'd like to do, like I would like to trust in the Lord, but I can't do it on my own. I just can't do it. But as I roll myself into him, as I'm soft and pliable before him, I see it as a byproduct of that act. Trust then becomes not something that I do and muster up the faith to do, but it's a byproduct of being soft and pliable before him, being with him. Amen. How many of you like that? We're going in our family right now, we're going through a time where this is really important. And I try to have faith and I try to have hope. And all I need to do is trust in him by being rolled together in Him, rolling every care onto Him, not trying to carry it myself. Amen. Let's stand. And hey, how many want to say this verse from the King James? Okay, how many want to say it from the Message? Nobody. Oh, my gracious. Well, I do, but okay. Let's do it from the King James first, okay? Delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. Okay, humor me. Keep company with God. Get in on the best. Open up before God. Keep nothing back, and He'll do whatever needs to be done. Amen. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord.